You're listening to Quiet Brave Radio, a podcast that explores the practice of being a conscious woman. I'm your host, Donna Feliciano. Hello, Brave, and welcome to A Return to Love, Chapter 2. This week, we're going to touch base with the calls to action that I did for myself last week with Chapter 1, Fear Unchecked, and then we're going to move into what has been on my mind this week and what I would love to explore and talk to you about when we welcome Chapter 3. If you have no idea what I'm talking about because this is your first time tuning in, I am going to suggest you going back to a few episodes just to get some context of what this series is about. It is a 10-week long experimental season that I've got going on, and it's wonderful, and I welcome you to join. If you want to just dive in right here, all good. But I figured I would give you a heads up that listening to some previous episodes would give you an amazing set of context. Okay, diving in. Last week, we talked about how fear unchecked fear grows. Fear unchecked, I think? Yeah, I might be switching it up. It's all good. But how when we don't look at our fear and challenge it outwards into action, it just grows and it festers and it turns into stagnant energy. And I talked specifically about my own story with driving, a pain point of mine for over a decade, and how ready I am to tell a new story and what I was going to do about it. So my calls to action were to simply schedule driving to make it real, a real appointment that I could keep the way I would if I were showing up for anybody else in the world, and to pay attention to what other tools could support me as I learn to take more consistent, courageous action in this section of my life. And so I am super, 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 super happy to report that I totally went driving. It happened, folks. It did. So here's the 411. The real big calendar that I built in my dining room that I was telling you about, I didn't actually write it on there, but I did connect with my partner, talk about what our week looked like, figured out an open day. Sunday was what it was. And so although it never made it to the calendar as an appointment, I absolutely made an appointment within my own heart. Like, I just knew that that's the day I was going to do it, and I kept my promise, which to me just, it makes it feel that much more like, yeah, because I didn't even write it down and I made it happen, which is weird because most of the time we really do need to like write things down in order to like, boop, remember that? That's important to you. So I was so, yeah, I was like, if you saw my IG stories yesterday, I was doing a little dance because I was just so hype after it happened. Left me in a really good feeling. What I really love is that I have felt that excited about it all week. And so that was one tool that I did. I know that I talked about not doing too many mindset things, but at the same time, just being really open to understanding that energetically, I have to be ready, you know, well, to take care of my energy as much as possible before taking action. I don't want to say taking care of my energy before feeling ready because that can lead to being trapped and never taking action. So tending to my energy as best I can in any loving way that I could before taking the actual action. So thinking about it in an exciting way. Oh, I'm so excited to drive, to see, you know, what I'm really good at, what I need help at. Like, anytime I just thought about it was just really good energy around the thinking of it. I also talked about Liam learning to drive. So for me, using it as an opportunity to be together as a family and to allow his beginner's mind to become my beginner's mind is really a nice tool that I found to be helpful. And so it looks like we are going to be practicing on the same day, sort of leaning in and giving one another support, which is really, really cool. I'm like super excited about that as well, just for how it can connect us as a family. Another tool, which is not something I planned for, but something that I saw sort of bubble up, was that right before we left, we were told, hey, in 15 minutes, we're going to get out of here. And so I decided to not do anything and to just kind of be with my breath and quiet my mind and just be. Yeah, I went to Spotify. I think I played some root chakra music that I had found maybe a couple of nights before that. Thank you, Veda, for barking in the middle of my recording. The mailman probably came. And so I cleared my mind. I just cleared my mind and I let myself be and just kind of drift. And then we went, which is not something I planned for, but was super happy to be intuitively led to do. Love my intuition, girl. She's got my back. And then the final tool in place, which I didn't mention last week, but I will touch base with you now, is CBD oil. And so I have been looking into the supplement for quite some time. Cannabis itself is a topic that we will get into at whatever point feels sort of ready later on. But cannabis is medicine, and the CBD component to this plant is proven to reduce anxiety, and that is the way, the most honest way that I can label the feeling that I get when I think about driving is anxious. I don't mean to label it like a wrong thing or anything. I'm sure that that feeling is simply trying to tell me and show me what it is that I need to grow into for the sake of this conversation. Labeling it anxiety. And so I had bought it before, but I repurchased it. So wait, stop. I bought it before, I used it, loved it, and then gave it to my uncle who was also super curious about it, which is why I never like finished my bottle. But I rebought it with the purpose of taking it to help before driving. And so did that. Totally felt the difference. I will keep you postponed. I will keep you updated on what that looks like. But those were the tools that I leaned into for, you know, checking my fear and responding in love when it came to driving. And yeah, made it happen. Super stoked. And I am excited to bring all other kinds of updates to you about it because this is just the beginning. Just the beginning of telling this new story. Now, on to chapter 2, which for me is about the change of seasons. So in the Northern Hemisphere, we are walking into autumn. I happen to love the month of September because it is my birthday month. So obviously birthday month always holds a special energy in our hearts. I also happen to just love numerology-wise. 9 is the end of a cycle, so September having that 9 energy, which makes a lot of sense to me because, you know, it really has that sort of back-to-school, refreshed. Sometimes people even have say, like, has, like, that New Year vibe, like, we're recalibrating and because it goes from being like so hot and on fire and like it's a cooling down, it's a reflective period, we're getting ready to sort of say goodbye to our year. And just love the energy around it. Have always loved it. And this year, as I entered my month, because I knew that a ton of changes were coming, but a bunch of changes were coming into my life via my, you know, a bunch of changes are happening via just life in general. So Joe has a new gig and he has started school. Super proud of my babe. And, oh, I don't even know why I said that because I really don't even use that word, guys. That's funny. That's funny that came out. Anyways, Liam is a junior and so we are going to be talking higher education and college campus tour visits and all that kind of stuff. And for me, I'm about to welcome my 33 beautiful years, and I am in a new space when it comes to creativity. So much growth has happened in this past year in terms of my heart and the Quiet Brave that I am just feeling so fucking pumped and jazzed to end this year with as much intention as it began, maybe even more, and so excited for what that's to bring in the 2019 year. So, the change that's happening in my family life, inside my own heart, is matching sort of that change of season that's happening outwards. I am witnessing, you know, the beautiful leaves are changing, the air is cooling down, this very retreat sort of feeling is taking hold. And that's where my mind has been since we entered September, but really, really potent and strong this past week that we were just in. And I know that it's because we are A, just getting used to the new schedules that are happening for us. The jobs and the roles and the responsibilities are shifting within the team members of my family, which is really interesting to look at and see how sort of stepping into these new shoes is going to, settle for everyone, how it's going to impact them. And I'm just super, super excited about my birthday. I was just as excited like when I turned 30. And then I don't mean to diss 31 and 32, but there's just this new energy that's really happening with me for 33. And I thought back, like, I'm getting this crazy urge, not crazy, but I'm just getting an urge to dye my hair. I want to like pierce something again. I want to get a tattoo. I want to do all three if I'm being totally, totally honest. And I just laughed at all of that because that was something that I did all the time from my late teens all the way through like my mid 20s. I would get a bunch of like piercings in my ear. Clothes were a big way that I expressed like how different I was feeling. But for me specifically, when I felt sort of this change of season within myself, I was more likely to be either cutting or dyeing my hair, getting some type of piercing or a tattoo. Like those three things really always popped up as a way to declare almost to my outer self so that she can match the internal changes that I had been feeling. So it's like the culmination, the manifestation shows up in like a physical appearance. I haven't done that in a really long time, guys. I stopped dyeing my hair quite a minute ago because, you know, it's when I started to learn about like all the toxics and the chemical, like, you know, the like when you know better, you do better. It's really, really weird because it's like young me was not even thinking about anything like that. Like I didn't think about whether my hair dye was being tested on animals. Like that is one of my main questions now as a growing adult. And so it's just really, really like interesting to just see the difference in the kind of questions that we ask before making choices. And so, yeah, those are some birthday wishes coming up for me. Just this deep desire to have the growth that I know has taken place within be sort of physically manifested in some way. And it just got me thinking about the change of seasons in general, sort of this idea of when we feel a shifting happening, how to respond to it. How are we responding when the seasons are changing? And one thing comes up for me in two ways. So responding to change, for me, it's about how do I let change change me, right? How do I like the way I'm wanting to dye my hair and pierce and tattoo and all that kind of stuff? Like, how can I have fun with the change that's happening? How can I physically express in some way the internal changes, like, that have the shifts that have happened on the inside? How can I express that on the outside? And so for me, it's coming up as like actually on my temple, in on my body. But it's also, we went thrift shopping yesterday because I thought, let me get a little birthday outfit. And I'm a thrifter, so I went to a thrift shop and I found like the most gorgeous like cardigans and stuff like that. So cool. Anyways. But like you can do it through clothing. You can do that through something being expressed in your house. It could be a new class you take. It can be, anything, right? Just how does it How does the inward change get outwardly expressed? Super, super curious about that. And I'm really excited to see what changes I land on by looking at it through that lens. How can I let the change change me? Like, things are changing. Things are changing around you. Like, how can I allow myself to be swept up in that change lovingly so, and be playful and curious and inviting to how I can also look and feel different inside this energy that's clearly not staying the same. It's not going to be the same. In the same breath, I am also exploring what does it look like to connect, ground down, and really nurture the things that I know for sure are the things that fill me up, are the things that make me feel connected to myself. How can I be sure to tap in, nurture, and be with those practices so as not to let all of myself be swept up in the change, right? Because sometimes you gotta burn shit to the ground. I say that a lot. Me and my bestie in the whole wide world, we talk to each other a lot about that concept. Sometimes you gotta set a match, you gotta burn shit to the ground so that the phoenix can rise and she can fly in a whole new reality. That can happen with like those big things, like a big move, a change in relationship status, a career change, anything, those big, big leaps and bounds. I love that. There's a time and place for that, always. But what I'm talking about is the subtle shifts that are happening, these pieces of your life, not necessarily that your whole life is looking different. And how do you allow, like I said before, what is nurturing and good for your soul to stay and to deepen that practice? So for me, I'll give you an example for that. For me, movement has been a goal of mine, especially really, really strong in 2018. If you listen back to season 2, I have an entire solo cast about it, Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Body, about the practice of how movement really just moves energy out, gets you into a new headspace. I have explored movement in a ton of ways. If you scroll back a few months into my Instagram feed, you'll see like I do like mini dance videos because like I love to dance and I just wanted to share that joy with the world and had so much fun doing it. But I've hula hooped and there's sometimes yoga and stretching and this and that. And so, but the idea of movement now lately has not been super, super consistent. I am intuitively led to do things and I love that. I love that my intuition keeps reminding me that I want to move, but I haven't really been making it sort of like really, really top of mind. Hey, we really want to do this. So how do we set ourselves up to do that? And so for me, that's the thing that I know nurtures me that I want to ground back into. Because when external things are changing, that doesn't mean everything has to shift, is my real, real point. Change can happen in certain parts of our life. And yes, is it on a deeper level changing all of us, like changing all parts of you? Absolutely. But I think you know what I mean. I just mean that there are some things that you've worked on and have cultivated, even if they aren't as consistent as you want, that you know feed your soul, that you know connect you and ground you and make you feel full before then turning on for the world. And so that's what's coming up for me. The beautiful relationship of witnessing this change in season and seeing it with so much sort of such an inviting, welcoming, bring it on vibe so that I allow change to change me and I allow myself to reconnect and ground into what I already know to be true and wonderful for me and how I can continue to allow that to be a strong practice while the rest of the things are changing. my calls to action this week. Number one, when we're talking about letting change change me, I am going to keep allowing myself to be with the idea of the change wanting to manifest as a physical change. And I'm super excited, like I said, to see where I land. I am pretty sure my heart is going to land on all three, even if it's not all at the same time. So we'll see about that. But to really just, maybe I'm going to say, like, after some research, if I can get my hair dyed this week, that's going to be my call to action. Just like, just going for it. Just stop being afraid. Not being afraid, but like, I'm a little afraid. It's like, I have virgin hair. I don't want to look at it through the lens of like, what could go wrong? What if I don't like it? I want to look at it through exciting, loving eyes. So there's that. And then my call to action when it comes to the grounding practice, right? That re-nurturing practice, I am going to go back to stretching. So stretching was something, it was a really simple way that I started to move my body. What happened was that because of not moving so long, I actually felt physical pain whenever I stretched. I could feel the tension. My body was in a lot of pain, actually. And I ended up beginning to stretch in my bed at night right before going to sleep. And that beautifully led to one day me feeling like, I'm gonna just fucking put on a song and I'm gonna dance my ass off. Another time was like, I'm gonna buy a hula hoop and I'm gonna like swing my hips. And it became a really, really fun adventure. But I know that I've gone so, not so astray, because I totally hula hooped in my backyard for a lot of the summer. So we were moving, but I really, really loved the consistency that I did, like back in February when I did the challenge. And so for me, I'm going to start with a simple stretch. I'm going to invite myself every day this week, okay, to just stretch into my body and to just be with her and to keep reiterating to myself that movement is medicine and that when I move, the energy moves with me and I am then more receptive than ever before, ready to be inspired and take insightful, aligned action. All right. So if you're digging on this like I am, I invite you to do the same thing. I invite you to think about how can you let change change you? What's coming up for you when you hear that? What kind of physical manifestations feel like they want to be loud and proud and visible for not only you, but perhaps the world to see the changes that have been happening inside of you? And in the same breath, what are you reconnecting with? What are you grounding back into? What practice do you really love and want to perhaps recommit to in a new way and deepen? Because that's going to be sort of an anchor as you allow yourself to invite the change happening in your world. Oof, I love it. It's going to be a really fun week. I'm excited. Okay, that's it for me. I will talk to you next week. Thank you for your encouraging messages on Instagram. Please keep them coming. I really love hearing with you and conversing with you and seeing how things are showing up for you. That's what the storytelling is all about, is to just encourage you to dip into your own life. And if you happen to want to share your insights with me, I am so humble and ready to hear them. I wish you a beautiful week of this relationship with change and sending you just so much fucking love. Yay! I'm gonna celebrate my birthday, so by the time I talk to you next week, I will be a fancy schmancy 33, and holy hell, I am so fucking ready. Yay! Okay, sending you just hugs and kisses, and remember, Brave, being conscious and courageous happens one choice at a time. All my love.